Almost 6 months after September 11th, there is no longer a charred gash in the Pentagon's west wall. Reconstruction of the section destroyed when American Airlines Flight 77 rammed into it has gone more quickly than expected. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Today, March 8th, it was sunny and warm on the west side of the Pentagon. The blue sky was brushed with light white clouds. Today felt much like the morning of September 11th.
I just remember it was a gorgeous day, and it seemed a shame that it would happen on such a nice day.
Dan Fraunfelter, a 24-year-old assistant superintendent for the Pentagon's renovation general contractor, was working on a project then in progress on this side of the building at 9:43 a.m. September 11th. He was about 100 feet away from where Flight 77 exploded in a fireball. Looking over one edge of the construction site from a viewing platform now, Fraunfelter remembers how he used his flashlight to help guide people out, carried water to rescue workers, and gave firefighters details about the building's structure.
It was chaotic. It was amazing. I mean, every fire truck from every area was here. This was all green grass, and it was filled from like here all the way back with rescue workers and military and fire department. It was just crazy.
Now it's just busy. More than 500 workers cover two 10-hour shifts 6 days a week. Right in front of the viewing platform is a digital clock that says, "Let's roll." It counts down the days, hours, minutes, and seconds until the first anniversary of the attack here. Workers are on schedule to get some offices in the outer ring, exactly where the plane hit, up and running by then. Fraunfelter says rebuilding the Pentagon is different from other jobs.
It's a faster pace. You get a lot of answers real quick. You get a lot of engineering support and support from the architects. You see the workers with the higher morale. They're all working really hard, I would say, harder than normal.
After the crash, 400,000 square feet of building were torn down. The cement of the outside walls is almost all poured now. Inside, workers are beginning to put in air ducts and phone and computer lines. Watching all this are visitors who climb a little grassy hill nearby where a few flags and dried out flowers still stand. Aaron Barnhart came from Southern Virginia. He'd always wanted to see the Pentagon, and he likes the speedy rebuilding he sees now.
I think it says a lot about America, not letting it sit around, getting right to it, fixing it up. I think that's what we're all about.
On the heavily guarded construction site below, renovation program manager Lee Evie agrees. He says tourists have been watching his work since September, and at first, he didn't really like it.
I looked over and I thought, you know, it's almost ghoulish, you know. I thought that it's really inappropriate for people to be coming. But in reality, you know, the people have been most respectful. They've been very restrained, very quiet. And, you know, when you think about it, it's their building, too. It's their Pentagon, too.
A memorial for those who died here is being planned. Emily Harris, NPR News, The Pentagon.